the next 60 minutes. Fifi Box, in depth, one-on-one with her pals. I spent it
with you. Hi, I'm Lisa Wilkinson.
G'day, I'm Patty Mills.
Hi, I'm Zara Larson.
I'm Samuel Johnson.
Catherine Kelly Lang.
I'm Rebecca Gibney.
This is
Boxed In.
Boxed In.
Boxed In.
Boxed In.
Boxed In with Fifi Box. I got you,
baby. This is the final edition of Boxed In for the year, and what a treat, Tony Martin. I've waited. I've saved the best till last.
Really? So yes. All year you've been saying, no, well, I don't want him yet.
Yep. No, hold off, Oh, don't put the book to publish to press yet,
Tony. No,
Tone.
That's right. That's
Hang
why
on
we,
for it.
We held it back just for Boxed In. Who was the second to last guest?
Tom Ballard.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he's young. Well, he's on the way up.
Yeah. Well, he's doing good. Well, he's got his show, but we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about all things Tony Martin. Tony, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's beautiful in here.
Isn't it? Is it? You're boxed in, barricaded in. You can't leave. You are my prisoner and I am to grill you for the next hour.
There's giant cardboard cutouts of you everywhere. It's quite disturbing. I'm in a forest of Fifis.
And there it is, the imagination we all love.
The theatre of the mind.
The theatre of radio. I want to talk Deadly Kerfuffle because this is your book, which is a wonderful Christmas gift for anyone in your family, friends, step relatives, in-laws, anyone. You're looking for a great gift.
Anyone on the deathbed looking for a final read with a few cheap laughs. That's what it is. It's a novel, believe it or not. Mm. Sounds a bit highfalutin, really. I should have a cravat on and be
on the ABC with John Fain right now.
Yes, absolutely. It's wonderful to be back on the ABC. Midsummer Murders coming up tonight. And yes, someone's going to be murdered. Again. What about that town? How many murders have they had in that town on Midsummer Murders?
Well, because I'm actually an avid fan. I stopped this when Inspector Barnaby left, and then I think it was his cousin, who's another Inspector Barnaby, replaced him. Right. I was done. I didn't need, it was always John Nettles for me.
We used to, that you were a frequent guest on, we used to have a segment called The Explaining Detective. That was based on the Midsummer Murders, because I remember there was one where someone was about to be shot and there was like close-ups of a gun being loaded, and then they cut to Nettles driving really quickly, but as he's driving he's telling the guy next to him, of course, when I realised that the papers had been forged I knew that the car couldn't have possibly, just explaining the entire plot, and even as they were running into the house he's still going, and of course the fingerprints on the vase weren't his fingerprints. Too much explaining.
There's nothing like it. I do miss Mr. Barnaby. But Tony's with me for the whole hour. There's a lot more coming up. Stick around.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Welcome back to Boxed In. I'm Fifi Box. Tony Martin's in for a chat about his new book, Deadly Kerfuffle. Even though it is a novel, it reflects race relations.
It does.
And media.
Yeah, but it's a comedy.
It is. It's a comedy. It's a fun comedy about a Maori family who are being accused of being possible terrorists.
Yeah, so they're confused with being a terrorist cell because people don't know anything about Maoris except what they've learned on the film Once More Warriors, which came out in 1994. But it's amazing. So I still, you know, I mentioned to people I'm going back to Auckland. They go, is it like Once More Warriors?
That's so true. It's honestly my pop culture reference too.
Well, do you remember Dentists? I don't know if you'd be old enough to remember a film with Dustin Hoffman called Marathon Man.
Do you know what? I've not seen it, but I know of it. I have heard that.
You know, it's a thriller, and there's a horrible scene where Laurence Olivier is performing sort of evil dentistry on Dustin Hoffman. Mm. And dentists hated that movie for years. And I always remember I went to the dentist in 1986 when that film The Little Shop of Horrors had come out.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Steve Martin has the dentist song? And I was lying back in the chair and I said to my dentist, hey, have you seen The Little Shop of Horrors? And he was furious. He's gone, it's taken us 10 years to get over Marathon Man. Now this. Thanks, Steve Martin. But that's what it's like if you're a Maori from Auckland, constantly being asked, is Once Were Warriors what your day-to-day life is like?
See, I forget, even though you still have your very unique accent, New Zealand accent, but I because you've been a Melbourneite for so long and I've known you for so long, I sort of forget that is your home.
Yeah, well, I do still occasionally, my girlfriend's always amused because, you know, we've got no bread, and I'll go, I'll just pop over to the dairy. Chester's laughing, which is, of course, the milk bar. Yes. Well, that's not even all states, is it?
Exactly. That would be for Melbourne, milk bar. When I moved to Sydney, I was told, in no uncertain terms, it wasn't a milk bar.
The shop?
Sandwich shop? I can't
remember. Are we from Australia?
Yeah, I don't know.
Listen to us. What is this shop of which you speak?
We're offending cities at the rate of knots here.
I know. I remember when we were doing, get this, and Martin Malloy, we would often refer to the nature strip.
Yes.
And people would call in from other parts of the country. What are you talking about? It's the Verge.
Where's the Verge?
The Verge is, that's New Zealand exit. The Verge is the nature strip.
Yes.
That's
okay.
What it is.
In what state are they calling it the Verge, though?
Is it? I think that's New South Wales, isn't it? Are we just losing listeners?
They're flicking their radios off, by the second. Yeah. Tony Martin's Boxed In. More with Tony coming up.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
You're listening to Boxed In. I'm Fifi Box. Tony Martin's in the studio. I never knew this about you.
Yes.
And this little soundbite came to me recently when I was researching you quite heavily.
Mm.
That you spent a few years of your formative years on a boat.
On a boat.
Because your dad was an amateur marlin fisher.
He was. He was determined to catch a marlin and impress everyone in our hometown. He actually ran a fridge shop. That was it. In Thames. And on the weekend, we never had any holidays because all of his money went into this marlin fisherman's boat, which is like a long launch with a chair on the back, you know, the one from Jaws where you're strapped in.
Yeah.
And we would go up around the top of the North Island, the Bay of Islands area, trying to catch an elusive marlin. And he never caught one, like 5 years. And I always remember my mum had a go. She's going, I'll have a go at this. Just got into the chair, strapped in.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden was reeling in an 8-foot hammerhead shark. And I remember my dad was furious. He's going, I'll do the last bit, love, so that
That's
he could
right.
be in the photo reeling in this shark. Very poor.
Where did you, I've never known this and asked you this, did you get your sense of comedy from? Were you from a comedic family?
No, it was a very disturbing family, very sort of gothic nightmare, really. But we were all, I remember there was a number, I'm not allowed to say how many times my mum was married on radio anymore.
Because your mum doesn't want you to?
No, and there's always trouble when I talk about our family on the radio, but there was a lot of comedy on the radio and on the television. The problem is that I'm old enough to remember a style of comedy on TV that would be appalling to any young people. Like, do you know what the Benny Hill show
was? Yes, I certainly
do. Are you old enough to know that?
I never watched it, but as a kid, I remember hearing I liked the song.
And then occasionally, give me that. But it was just, people are going, what is that? What's going on while that music's playing?
Just a sleazy old man chasing topless women around.
That's right. And occasionally grabbing their boobs. But this was, of course, mitigated by the sound effects that were like, and maybe a, you know.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Welcome back. I'm Fifi Box. Boxed In with me this week is the hilarious Tony Martin. I'm interested in your thoughts on this because we are more and more, the climate of political correctness has gone so far. Even in the paper a few days ago, they were saying that they wanted to change terms in sport, so there'd no longer be batsmen walking to the crease. There'd be a bats person.
Oh, okay.
Because that's obviously more gender neutral. Where do you stand on this?
I don't really care. You know, it's what you mean rather than what you say, isn't it?
No,
words
I tend to
are
agree.
Just the clothes that you're putting on your ideas. It's what are you actually saying? I don't mind. It's funny, as you get older, because I still use the word actress, and I'll occasionally have an actress friend of mine go, well, excuse me, I prefer to be known as an actor.
Right.
So, but is that rude to me?
See,
that's
I don't think that is.
Mm.
I don't mind if you refer to me as she or her or woman.
Yes.
So if you're going to add it to a few other terms.
Yeah, I don't know.
Occupational term. It's becoming this, particularly for comedians, I imagine,
and
in comedy. You don't know, there shouldn't be a line in comedy.
No.
But there is really a line now.
I never know where the line is for swearing. And don't worry, I'm not going to embarrass the
program. I've got buttons that can get rid of that.
Okay. But I remember in the 80s we weren't allowed to say bloody.
Yeah.
That's right. I remember when we were doing Martin Malloy, we were actually, there was a complaint filed with the Broadcasting Tribunal because we had used the word bastard.
Is that right?
On air. And a bloke who was driving a school bus in Brisbane was driving kids home and he heard us. And so there was an official complaint filed. And that complaint was dismissed for two reasons. One, because we found out that in the hour we had said that there were two ads for the Democrats. And remember their caption or their, what do you call it,
their slogan
was keeping the bastards honest. And then the second thing we discovered was that it's illegal to play a radio on a school bus in Brisbane. So, in fact, that man was breaking the law.
That's great.
But yeah, so now, of course, there's, you know, I do a breakfast a program on a rival, a terrible other station.
No, they're lovely. They're all friends, dear friends.
But, you know, I'll often hear the S word flung about with abandon.
I know. I get nervous about the S word. I work with somebody you're familiar with, Brendan Favola.
Oh, right.
He loves the S word.
He talks
constantly
a blue streak, doesn't he?
Tony Martin's Boxed In. More with Tony coming up.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
You're listening to Boxed In. I'm Fifi Box. Tony Martin's in the studio. And now you mentioned it, and for most people who would be familiar with radio,
yes,
you are so loved in radio. And Martin Malloy, my favourite show when I was getting into radio, and then Get This with the wonderful Ed Cavill and Richard Marsland.
That's right.
Groundbreaking show that was so popular and so loved. Yeah, I love you on radio, Tone. When are you getting your own show?
Well, the problem is if I do, because I just go all in when I do a show, and I'm the sort of person who stays up all night with sound effects and chopping up interviews with politicians.
Which is why it's a great show.
But that's sort of a full-time job, whereas at the moment I'm just one day a week, so I can just swoop in, slag everyone off,
no
and
care,
go
no
home.
Responsibility.
Exactly. So I would love to get back to radio at some point, but you can't write books or do stand-up or, like, I do a bit of directing on the television from time to time. So you can't really do any of that.
No, you're right.
I know this is a terrible thing to be complaining about.
No, it's life choices, isn't it? Because as you know, when you're doing radio, and me particularly when I do breakfast radio, I can't do anything else.
No, it's a full-time job.
So it is hard to multitask.
I remember when we did Martin Malloy, it was only on for 2 hours a day.
Yeah.
And you'd get in a cab and a bloke would go, so what do you do for the other 22 hours, mate? You've got it easy. And you're going, if you could see what my life is like. I remember sitting home. I remember when we were doing shows, I'd be sitting there watching the Channel 10 news with like a plate of food on my knees. That's like balancing dinner with a remote, just fast forwarding, waiting for Mal Walden to say something stupid.
Yes.
Just a phrase I could lift out.
You could do.
Just like he would just say something like, and coming up after this break, one bizarre brew. You had no idea what that was referring to, but you go, bang that up. And then at some point in the next day's show, I'll just say, well, I had a drink last night. It was one bizarre brew. So that's what your life is like when you do the kind of shows I do.
Exactly. You do give everything. One of the moments on Get This, unforgettable moments of radio, because I think I, as a radio broadcaster, related to it, and I still share this story. I reckon I trotted this story out like a month or two ago to somebody. You summed it up beautifully, and I hate to bring up a traumatic memory if it was traumatic, but do you remember that story you told where you were driving and you knew you were about to have a car accident?
Yes, yeah. Oh, I did have a car accident.
But as you knew it was about to happen, you tell it what was going through your head.
This was amazing because it was the 6th of the 6th. 2006. Mm. So it was 666. And the day before on the show, we were going, oh, like something terrible is going to happen tomorrow. And then that day, it was Chris Isaak was on.
Oh, yeah.
And we wanted to play his song called Speak of the Devil.
Ooh, don't
and the station wouldn't let us play it. They said, no, you've got to play the hit. You've got to play Wicked Game. So I get out of my car. So it's like 6 o'clock in the morning. Mm. I get in my car on the 6th of the 6th, 2006. I put on that song, Speak of the Devil, because I want to hear that song. And I drive 200 metres from my house. And I go into a roundabout and I'm in the roundabout and a giant four-wheel drive just comes in, slams into the side of my car. I'm spinning round and round and round and I'm just holding a steering wheel that's connected to nothing, like I'm in a cartoon. The whole front of the car has been sheared off. And I remember, as I'm spinning around, I distinctly remember my brain thinking, this will be two segments on the show. I'll get two segments out of this. I was like happy because I'm going, this now I don't have to write something for 20 past. This is going to be gold.
Stick around, more with the brilliant Tony Martin after this.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Welcome back to Boxed In. I'm Fifi Box. Tony Martin's in for a chat about his new book, Deadly Kerfuffle. the fact that, and this is every radio person relates to, anything that happens in your life that you can talk about on air.
Anything.
Job done. It's work.
And also anything terrible. Like you'll be in a full-on argument with your own family and you'll be going, oh, this is a phone-in.
Exactly. I'm not so true. Oh, I'm going to have to break up with my boyfriend. But that's a couple of weeks of content.
Oh, my God. And I remember with that, what I remember about that accident is I was just sitting there in a pile of wreckage, somehow unharmed, and this giant four-wheel drive, the door opens and a girl who must have been 17 jumped out and looked at it and went, oh, no, it's happened again. My dad's going to kill me. So I don't know what the backstory was there.
Well, we're glad that you're safe.
I am safe.
I'm personally very glad.
Thanks, Fifi.
I loved having you in here
to spend
the afternoon talking all things. Did we talk about the book enough? I don't know that I did.
Deadly Kerfuffle is out. It's in the shops. I've got a podcast out called Childproof.
Let's get that out too. What's that about?
That's a very strange. There's been no podcast like this, possibly for a good reason. Me and a woman called Serena Rao wrote a sitcom, a 6 half-hour sitcom about not having children, about people who've chosen not to have children.
Yeah.
Couldn't get anyone to make it, so we hired all the actors we were going to have in the TV show, and we performed the 6 episodes on stage at the Melbourne Fringe, recorded all of that, and then myself and Mighty Matt Dower, who you might remember
on
the Pots and Pans from Get This, we have spent 2 months adding sound effects and music and making it sound like you're listening to the TV as if the show was made and you're listening to the soundtrack of it, and then the visual jokes are described by Jay Mueller, who works in this building.
With a fabulous voice.
Radio Game Changers. That guy.
Yeah.
And so, and then we've released the 6 episodes. I think most of them are out by now. And it went to number one on iTunes for Australia.
Fantastic.
And, yeah, so it's a really hard thing to describe. It's like you're listening to the soundtrack of a TV sitcom that was never made.
Love that.
Yes.
Is there a chance it may be made now, though, having topped the iTunes
all
charts?
All of the jokes have been given away, unfortunately.
You know what, though? TV executives are sometimes late to catch up.
Oh,
they might go, well, now we'll get on to this,
now that
everything's been revealed. But wonderful to see you, Tony.
Thanks,
love
Fief.
Sharing a radio
Great
studio
to see
with you.
You.
Deadly Kerfuffle, get it. Great time, Christmas. Buy Tony's book and listen to the podcast. Child-free.
Child-proof.
Child-proof.
Yeah, it's not child-free. That's rubbish, that one. You don't want to hear that.
Fifi Box in depth, one-on-one with her pals. This is Boxed In with Fifi Box.